Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 29 degrees now here at 8:30 on a Friday morning. A White House budget official agrees to testify as part of the impeachment inquiry.
Mark Sandy, a career attorney for the Office of Management and Budget, is expected to testify behind closed doors this weekend. Democrats hope Sandy, who served under Republican and Democratic presidents, can give insight into how $400 million in military aid to Ukraine was held up this summer. Sandy was reportedly among the career staffers at OMB who raised questions about the holdup of the aid. But sources reject the notion he is breaking ranks by testifying, telling Fox News Sandy may believe he is too far down in the ranks to be protected by executive privilege. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
Quick reaction to the announcement of the name for Wichita's new baseball team, Wind Surge. Much of the reaction, negative. City Council member Jeff Blubaugh tells KSN News.
I had over 250 posts on my social media this morning on Facebook. Everybody let me know about it. I'd say 90-95% of them were not very happy.
Franchise owner Lou Schweckheimer says of the naysayers, "We love your passion."
Top House Democrats are signaling progress on a deal to pass a major North American trade deal.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says an agreement on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal negotiated by the Trump administration is imminent.
So we're in a good place. As I say, I want this to be a template for future trade agreements.
The U.S., Mexico, and Canada agreed last year to the deal intended to replace NAFTA, a 25-year-old trade pact, but Congress must sign off on any trade agreement. House Democrats have been working with the Trump administration to strengthen enforcement of environmental and labor provisions. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
National Philanthropy Day, a chance to recognize and pay tribute to the people in the community helping make a difference.
The Wichita chapter is celebrating those who have been selected during a luncheon today at the Hyatt Regency, hosted by Steve and Ted from KNSS. Yolanda and Gene Camarena are being recognized as this year's outstanding philanthropist. Gene says sometimes it just takes a little of your time to make an impact.
You can make a huge impact just by spending 10 or 15 or 20 minutes with a person that really has a problem to solve or needs some advice or just needs a pep talk to get their confidence up. And your time and your talent is, in our opinion, the most precious thing you can share with somebody. And we've just seen it over and over with the young kids who come from tough environments, and all they need is a little direction, a little encouragement, and a little support. And amazing what they can accomplish.
To learn more about the Association of Fundraising Professionals, click on the link in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Retired Dean of Student Affairs at Wichita State University, Dr. James Rattigan, spent 37 years on the WSU faculty. He tells KNSS News he's optimistic about the future of the school.
I think we're in really good shape there, and because of our circumstances in a modern size city, there's opportunity to work your way through school, and not everybody is in debt when they leave Wichita State. Lots of students some of them work almost full-time to get through.
Dr. Rattigan is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As high pressure moves on off to the east today, that will turn winds around to the south for us and help nudge our temperature up a few more degrees this afternoon. Sunny and 58 for the high today with gusty winds out of the south. Clear and 35 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be clouding up and breezy with a high 59. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 3 miles per hour, 29 degrees. 8:35, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news, The Blur, with Ted Woodward. Ted, take it away.
The Rock will be the anti-hero to Shazam's hero. as he confirms his role as Black Adam.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is suiting up for his next role, bringing DC Comics' Black Adam to the big screen. The actor posted a picture of himself in full superhero gear, telling fans about his journey bringing this comic book villain to life and when we can expect the film to hit the big screen. Johnson writes in the post, he's a rebellious, one-of-a-kind superhero who'll always do what's right for the people, but he does it his way, truth and justice, the Black Adam way. Adam is a spinoff of Shazam and is his arch nemesis. However, it's clear The Rock has other plans. It'll hit theaters December 22nd, 2021. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Let's get up close with one of the stars of a Christmas movie.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Last Christmas star Amelia Clark. The holiday rom-com follows a young woman on a self-destructive pattern after a near-death experience until a life-changing encounter turns things around. There's also a book called Last Christmas, which Clark participated in. It features holiday time reflections, and she spoke about the story she shared.
I absolutely loved writing my piece because I lost my dad 3 years ago, and the Christmas before he died, I love giving gifts, and I got my family a trip to Finland for like Lapland, and it was a complete surprise. And so I wrote a piece that was basically just about that, which was the great, because my dad's the hardest person to buy for. He just didn't ever want anything. He didn't ever need anything. And so I realized I spent my whole life trying to get him the perfect gift, and then I realized that the only gift he ever wanted was to just spend time with us.
Wow.
So in a beautiful Finland setting, that didn't hurt. Yeah, exactly, like that all worked out pretty good. So I loved remembering dad and writing a piece.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The hearings give Fox News a ratings win.
The impeachment hearings against President Donald Trump brought over 13 million viewers to the table to watch the proceedings and beat out Robert Mueller's testimony before Congress earlier this year, according to Deadline. The televised testimony of Ambassador William Taylor and Deputy Secretary of State George Kent came in at 13,098,000 compared to 12.9 million that tuned in to hear Mueller's testimony before Congress July 25th. While Fox News Channel coverage won the title of most watched with 2.9 million viewers, it was number two in the demo, adults 25 to 54 to ABC, who started their coverage earlier. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
It was 50 years ago on this day, 500,000 people marched in Washington, D.C. for peace. It became the largest anti-war rally in U.S. history. Among those in attendance, Arlo Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Peter, Paul, and Mary, John Denver, Mitch Miller, and the touring cast of the show Hair. Steve McIntosh, you did not show up in Washington.
I was a no-show.
What were you doing in November of 69?
Something important.
Okay.
I couldn't get away.
Didn't make it.
Yeah.
It was 30 years ago on this day, the Comedy Channel made its debut. It would be later become, of course, Comedy Central. It's still there. But, you know, once again, people are like, how can you devote 24/7 channel to comedy?
Yeah, the laughter.
Well, they found a way to make it work. There you go. All right, let's check in and see how movies are going to do at the box office this weekend.
Welcome to the Townsend Agency.
I'm Michelle Foligno.
You are in the presence of angels.
In Charlie's Angels, the Townsend Agency has expanded internationally with the smartest, most fearless, highly trained women all over the globe. And multiple teams of angels are guided by multiple Bosleys. But when a young systems engineer blows the whistle on a dangerous technology, these angels called into action.
So the great Carol Shelby is going to build a car.
In Ford versus Ferrari, American car designer Carol Shelby and driver Ken Miles battle corporate influence, the laws of physics, and their own personal demons to build a revolutionary race car for Ford and challenge Ferrari at the 24 Hours of Le Mans in 1966. This Christian Bale, Matt Damon film is based on a true story.
You know, it's very peculiar.
And The Good Liar pits Roy Courtenay against recently widowed Betty McLeish, who's worth millions, but this con man might have met his match in his latest mark. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Speaking of movies, this weekend marks the 30th anniversary of one of my favorite Christmas movies, Prancer. Came out 30 years ago this weekend. Steve's over there rolling his eyes. Are you, you don't like this movie?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
It's got Sam Elliott, Cloris Leachman, Abe Vigoda. The little girl, Rebecca Harrell, is fantastic in this movie.
I better check that out. Got some good stars in it, eh?
Yeah, it's a good little movie. Nice Midwest flavor to it. Got an apple farm that's struggling at Christmas time. Yeah, good Christmas movie. Prancer celebrating its 30th anniversary this weekend. All right, let's check in with the late night crew. Let's get the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
Netflix and Nickelodeon are teaming up to make movies and TV shows for kids. Yeah, right now Netflix is competing with Disney to make sure your kids never go outside again.
Oh. Lights Out with David Spade on Comedy Central.
Two female Survivor contestants admit they exaggerated claims of inappropriate touching in an effort to win the game. The man who was falsely accused is starting the Me Too movement. Kanye West is appearing at Joel Osteen's mega church service this Sunday, and the tickets are free. But it's $1,000 to leave early.
And Conan O'Brien on TBS.
The company that makes Twinkies is making a Twinkie cereal. Yeah, Twinkie cereal. Yeah, it's perfect for people who don't want to wait until noon to get gout. You want that gout right away? John Legend was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Yeah. Sexiest Man Alive. Yeah, when they heard this, baby boomers said, who's John Legend? While millennials said, what's a magazine?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And we have a couple of good birthdays today. Singer Petula Clark, 87 years old today. Don't sleep in the subway. Petula Clark, 87 today.
Downtown.
Oh, another great song. And actor Ed Asner is 90 years old today. Ed Asner, 7 Emmy Awards, 5 Golden Globe Awards. Where did he go to high school, Steve McIntosh?
In Kansas City, Missouri.
You're in the wrong state.
No. In Kansas. Huh?
Yes, he went to high school here in Kansas.
Anderson.
At Wyandotte High School. Well, Kansas City, Wyandotte. Yeah, Ed Asner. Of course, went on to a great career doing television and movies. And here's a little bit of Ed Asner in the Mary Tyler Moore Show and his great role as Lou
Mr. Grant.
How old are you?
30.
No hedging. No, how old do I look?
Why hedge? How old do I look?
30. What religion are you?
Mr. Grant, I don't quite know how to say this, but you're not allowed to ask that when someone's applying for a job. It's against the law.
Want to call a cop?
No.
Good. Would you think I was violating your civil rights if I asked if you're married?
Presbyterian.
Good. Happy birthday to Ed Asner, 90 today. That's entertainment news in the blur. Brought to you by our good friends at
Napoleon
Appliance Repair, serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. Napoleon's team is very thankful for all that folks do in the community. Mm-hmm. In fact, here in the month of November, Napoleon's is offering free service calls to all first responders, EMT, police, and fire.
All right.
How about that?
Way to go.
So if you have an appliance that needs help, be sure to give them a call. Terry will get an appointment for you. The phone number is 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Editor Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal, on the way, talking about changes for a Wichita company. Three big things on the way as well. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.